You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
It is essential that we see some restructuring, some path to viability from the industry.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California at a news conference on Capitol Hill yesterday. You know, I was joking this week that Congress told the big three automakers to bring them the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West before they did anything to solve their financial problems. But maybe it wasn't a joke. That's exactly what the House and Senate did yesterday. Nancy Pelosi said, in elaborating on her comments, "Show us the plan. We cannot show them the money." She and Senate Leader Harry Reid say if the domestic auto giants produce an acceptable viability plan first, Congress will or may act on an aid package, $25 billion aid package, next month. Joining us now is David Herzenhorn. He's been covering the dramatic failure of the auto industry bailout, or the machinations behind the scene, for our partner, The New York Times. David, thanks for joining us from Washington.
Good morning. How are you?
So they got a definite maybe yesterday. Is that your read?
Or a less than definite
yeah.
maybe. There's no question about it. The appetite in Congress for a big aid package for the auto industry is not that huge. There's a lot of concern about what would happen if one of these companies collapsed, but there's also a lot of distaste for the idea of another big corporate, you know, financial lifeline. And at this point, the automakers just haven't done themselves any favors. And amazingly, the thing that everybody has focused in on is the fact that these CEOs came to Washington flying on expensive private corporate jets, which of course CEOs do all the time. But the symbolism of that, at a time when they're asking for billions in taxpayer dollars to keep their companies afloat, just had everybody on Capitol Hill shaking their heads.
Well, I don't know what sort of historical traction you have here. Is this a question of bad timing on the part of the automakers, that it would have been better if they'd come here maybe 6 months ago before Lehman had failed and tried to do this? Or is there some sort of policy difference between the predicament of the auto industry and what happened to Chrysler back in the 1980s, or Penn Central, or Lockheed, or any of the other corporations that Washington has bailed out down through the years?
Well, there's no question there's some bad timing here, but how do you focus on which part of it? I mean, for a bailout, certainly it would have been better to come before the financial system was collapsing, before the $700 billion bailout made bailout, you know, a four-letter word. Now you have to ask, though, is did the automakers, you know, have bad timing when they fought higher fuel efficiency standards
right.
for decades and decades?
Right, right.
Trent Lott, the former Republican majority leader, was telling me that he was amazed when last year's energy bill was getting debated, that the automakers didn't think there were going to be higher fuel efficiency standards. He said, I guess they thought they could fight it and beat it back, and instead they were caught by surprise
wow.
when it was actually approved. So there's no question there's bad timing, but it may be bad timing by years or decades, not by months. The other bad timing is that trying to get something like this done in a lame duck, you know, a post-election session of Congress, is just hard and probably was a bad idea, given that Barack Obama has expressed support for helping the auto industry. If they could have figured out a way to wait until he was inaugurated, it would have been a lot easier going than it has been. There's
well,
no question about
and
that.
Maybe the plan is this idea of converting $25 billion in money already earmarked for fuel efficiency and for new technology going into just the basic financial books of the automakers to keep them afloat until Barack Obama gets into office is that bridge that you're talking about. David Herzenhorn from The New York Times, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure thing.
Talking about the definite maybe, or the less than definite maybe, from Congress for the automakers on the bailout plan.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.